Montana insurance companies are looking over their options after President Obama's Thursday announcement regarding the Affordable Care Act. The president says some insurance plans about to be canceled for not following the new health care law will be allowed to continue for one more year. Montana's insurance commissioner says the announcement throws years of planning for Obamacare into a tailspin. Capitol reporter Dan Boyce has the story.
President Obama's announcement Thursday was his effort to make good on a promise he made while fighting for passage of the Affordable Care Act, a promise saying if people like their current health insurance plan, they will be able to keep it if the act is implemented. That turned out not to be true. In Montana alone, about 26,000 insurance plans were slated to end for not complying with Obamacare. That is to say, they weren't generous enough to meet the law's minimum benefits. So the president now says people with those stripped-down plans can be grandfathered in for one more year. Montana Commissioner of Securities and Insurance Monica Lindeen is not happy.
Well, it sounds okay. It's much more complicated than that.
Montana insurance plan rates need to be approved by Lindeen's office. All of these plans were going to end. So if they are going to continue, the companies have to put forward new proposals to her office. The rates might need to be higher.
They haven't figured out what the new rate would be. They haven't filed that new rate with my office. We haven't reviewed that rate. And we're 45 days out from January 1.
Lindeen says it's not possible to think those plans could be reviewed and approved in that time.
No. I don't see how that could happen.
About 13,500 Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana plans were going to end. Spokesman John Doran says the company is considering the implications.
If we make the decision to continue offering 2013 plans beyond 2014, then we have a lot to do in a short amount of time.
You know, we've been moving along this course, and to have it change so quickly and try to figure that out, I think it does throw everything on its head.
That's Vice President of Montana Pacific Source Todd Lushing. Pacific Source has about 5,000 health insurance plans that were going to be dropped. Lushing says his company is looking to Lindeen's office for direction.
Our legal analysis is that we cannot make the decision, that the insurance company is going to have to make that decision.
Lindeen suggests individuals with the would-be canceled insurance plans should start to look through the plans offered on the Obamacare marketplace. She says in most cases, federal subsidies would allow these people to get better plans at lower costs. I'm Dan Boyce reporting at the Capitol.